programme, joined on the line now by Liam Horan, Managing Director of Slianua Careers. Liam, good evening to you.
Good evening, Aidan.
And welcome as always. This evening, an interesting query from EC. Aidan, Liam, cover letters, are they still a thing or have they fallen by the wayside? They sound like such a quaint, old-fashioned notion now. Sure, no one is posting letters anymore. What do you think?
Well, probably the perception that people are not posting as much as they used to, but still, because I have a loud dog, I hear the postman, which is nearly always a postman, if there's one postwoman on my beat, coming to my door every day. There's still a lot of the mail is still being used quite a bit. Today I got acknowledgement of a payment by a client, thankfully. My wife got a certificate for some training she did recently, and we got a bill today as well, all in the post. So the post is not as dead as people think. We are communicating a lot more. We're using a lot more emails, WhatsApping, SMSing, etc. But the post is not dead. That's kind of by the by. But the notion, though, of the CV and the cover letter being printed off and put in the post and sent to an employer is more or less dead. That's not very complex anymore. Almost all employers, I'd say 99.9% of employers are using electronic means to accumulate or to assemble applications for their jobs. However, many of them are still specifying cover letters. I looked at a very significant job in the west of Ireland in the last few days, and they clearly stated CV and cover letter, in total not exceeding four pages, should be included. So while the cover letter may not be printed off and attached to your CV in the post like a cover letter was of old, the notion of a letter accompanying your resume or your CV is not fully dead. And you know, when you're requested to provide it, you should provide it. And there may be other times as well when you feel it's a good idea to provide it. But as a general rule, I would say your CV should do a lot of the big work. The CV should feel like a strategic hit on the job. The cover letter can do some supplementary things very effectively. But to answer your listener's question, no, it's not dead. It's not in robust good health either, this cover letter, but it's still there.
And what should a cover letter contain that would be deemed influential in terms of whether an individual gets the job or not? Or let's say there are two candidates, equally impressive. One had sent in a cover letter which wasn't a thesis by any manner or means, but did add to the CV as opposed to the other who had not.
Well, the CV tends to be an accumulation of what you have done, you know, your achievements, your skills, the roles you've held, the training you're undertaking, etc. So by its nature, it's a story of your life to date, and it's not speculative by nature. It's factual. It highlights key skills. So you look at the job spec, you'd say, well, they're looking for these five key skills here. I'm going to put in five bullet points early on in my CV to match those, where I've done these in training or in actual work experience. Whereas the cover letter can be more speculative by nature. So I can say things like, I note from the job specification that you require somebody with such and such a skill or a program. And you could say, while I have not worked with that program previously, I have worked with similar ones, or I have the ability to adapt quickly to new programs. Or it could ask you for knowledge of a certain sector, for example, and you could summarize some of that knowledge. I'm aware of recent government publications on this topic. I'm aware of, you know, recent regulations, legislation, etc., that have been enacted in this field. So that kind of information wouldn't belong in your CV because you haven't done it, but you might want to show knowledge of things like that. So it is a supplement or an addendum to the CV and a chance to come at it a slightly different way. There may be things you need to address as well about availability for interview. They may have specified that in the advertisement. Availability for when you can take up the role, and sometimes that's asked as well, how quickly you could take up a role. But just kind of what we might call things in the ether relative to the job, you know, that might be relevant. So, for example, if Mayo GA advertise for a general manager next week, you might in your CV want to outline your knowledge of Mayo GA, for example. You know what I mean? Your knowledge of the structure of the organisation, your knowledge of its current situation financially or its assets or whatever you think it has. That wouldn't necessarily be part of your CV, but is relevant knowledge for you to show. And it, you know, what you're trying to achieve with the applications get called to interview, so it should not be a thesis, but it can be used very strategically. I would counsel anybody writing a cover letter to be very careful of going over one page. You know, at that stage, you may be losing the reader rather than holding them. But it can be used strategically, and I've seen it used very strategically in a way that kind of rounds off the candidates in terms of their perception of or knowledge of the role they're going for.
Just one final thought on this. If the advertisement doesn't request you to send in a cover letter, then should you not bother?
I wouldn't rule it out. I would take on a case-by-case basis. I think some jobs don't need them because the CV is very clear. So say somebody going for something in software programming, where it's quite clinical what people are looking for, you don't necessarily need to add a more warmed-up or personalised cover letter. But something like the general manager of an AOGA, so such a role, might well benefit from having that, even if it wasn't specified. So I take on a case-by-case basis. I wouldn't do it as a matter of course. I think one of the aims of any application is to apply in as few words as possible. You know, how succinctly can you do this? So don't be adding in unnecessary layers like a cover letter, but don't rule it out either. And as I said, it varies on a case-by-case basis and will vary from sector to sector and job to job within various sectors as well.
Very good. We shall leave it at that. Liam Horan, as always, many thanks for joining us on the programme this evening. More from Liam in or about 5:30 next Monday evening.